I think it's really tricky because you've as someone who's filmed it, you've not actually seen any of the editing or anything like that. So it's always a bit of a surprise when the programme is broadcast. You never know what you're going to look or sound like on TV, and what bits are going to be kept in and what's edited out. And also, I think there's a sense that because you've been concentrating so much on the baking that you've done yourself, you're not aware of the other things that have happened in the tent. So I think it's always a revelation when you see the whole programme, because it's the first time that you see everybody's kind of baking in one go, really.
Now, what about this batch of contestants for 2016? I think we learnt quite a lot about them all last night, and I think for me it was Selassie. He was my favourite straight away. I really like him. He's just so relaxed. You sort of want to say to him sometimes, "You're on TV. This is the Bake Off," but he's so chilled.
He is so cool, isn't he? I mean, he's there with the sort of tea towel as a scarf around his neck, and I just think everything he just kind of takes in his stride is so, so laid back. I know that when I was in the tent, you get this sort of sense of doom as you're approaching particular baits, particularly the technical challenge. And it would be lovely to kind of just relax and enjoy the baking. But I never managed to do that. But he looks as if he's such a cool character. He's just going to take it as it comes, really.
Last night's technical was the Jaffa Cakes, and again, when you watch this and you've never been through the process, instantaneously you hear the word Jaffa Cake, you get this mental image in your mind. But I think when you're in that situation and you're just given this list of vague instructions, by the sound of it, you're really on your own. But also that is the time where you do think Jaffa Cake or whatever it might have been, you do start to question, what does that look like again?
Absolutely, it's really odd how, you know, under the pressure both of the time and actually being filmed, kind of common sense goes out the window, and you think I can't remember what this looked like. I remember that last year when they did the tennis cake, Nadia couldn't remember what a tennis court looked like, and it's just, you know, that kind of shock of the moment, really, where all sense just disappears.
What about you then, Howard? What was the moment that really stood out for you last night?
For me last night, I think it was lovely to see Andrew come up after he'd had a difficult kind of first challenge where they couldn't taste the lemon in his lemon and rosemary drizzle cake. And then he'd done his Jaffa cakes upside down and so ended up in the bottom spot on the technical. And he really pulled it out of the bag for the showstopper. So it's wonderful when the kind of underdog rises up a little bit like that. I know it was something that I always dreamed would happen with me, and unfortunately it never did. But
and of course, you were very experimental. I can remember, as we think back to your baking, didn't you bake with hemp flour and things?
I did, and there were sort of memories of that last night when Mary was sniffing at Michael's matcha tea. There was a spoonful of the green matcha tea, and she was sort of saying it smelt a bit grassy, and it did remind me of the time when she was sniffing a bag of hemp flour. Yeah.
Howard, the other thing as well and I'm sorry to bring this up, and I'm sure everybody brings this up, but one of the most memorable moments in Bake Off is to do with you and to do with custard, if I remember right. And every time last night, knowing I was going to be speaking to you today, every time I was seeing last night them running between fridges, trying to find space to put things in, it's something that as a viewer you think, how could Howard have done that? But actually, no, I imagine in the heat of the moment when you are all running around between all the fridges, it'd be quite easy because you don't put labels on saying, you know, Howard's custard or anything, do you? So it would be easily done.
You don't even think about that. And I think particularly last night, it didn't seem as if they'd even got room to use the fridge that was nearest to them. So when we had the kind of famous custard incident, Deborah and I were sharing a fridge, but last night they literally were running around trying to find, you know, any empty space. So you can well understand how things got mixed up in, you know, in the excitement and the kind of tension, I suppose, of the tent.
And Howard, based on last night, your front runner now, who do you fancy for winning it and becoming the Baker?
I think, you know, Selassie will do, you know, whatever it takes. He's just going to be extremely calm. I'd love to see Andrew again kind of rising up on the outside. And obviously, Jane's quite a strong contender, having won Star Baker last night. But I think there are still one or two others that have yet to show their kind of full game, as it were. So it'll be interesting. It's, you know, there isn't a front runner as far as I can see yet.